Amazing, mashallah. How was your trip to Umrah? Nice?
Yeah, it was really good.
My beloved parents, listen to what she is saying and let's take a page, because the trip that you make for Umrah, as much as people say it's full, it's packed, it's like this, let's go later, let's not go now. You go and take your children with you. Wallahi, it is life-changing. It is life-changing. It's become so easy to travel for Umrah and to come back. Subhanallah. It is life-changing. That experience, I know of people who were not Muslim and decided we're going to go to see what's up there. And when they were told you can't really go beyond a certain point, they said, well, we're not going to tell anyone. They say that when we went there, as soon as we saw what was happening, we decided, listen, we are Muslims, subhanAllah, we are part of this. This is where we belong. So look at how Allah brought some people to do that. I mean, it's just a lesson that I want to draw from that, to say our children actually benefit so much just by seeing places that are given great value by Allah Almighty. The same applies to the month of Ramadan. It's a time that's given value. That is a place that's given value, and so on. May Allah bless you and grant you barakah and goodness, and thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I pray that you can, you know, walk on this beautiful path with such calmness and serenity. Sometimes what happens is when we become more and more religious, unfortunately, some people become arrogant and develop a chip on their shoulders and begin to belittle and look down upon others. Don't ever allow that to happen to you. As you develop in the obedience of Allah, learn to respect others, learn to soften towards them, and learn to show them the beauty of this faith and the religion that we have that is filled with so much in terms of morals and values and so on. Jazakumullah khair. Thank you so much.